Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. And as usual, I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." May God bless the reading of his word. Let's look again at verses 22 through 24. "That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." And we just want to focus on these verses that we have read from Ephesians chapter 4 for a short time this morning, using the message title, "Press the Reset Button." Press the Reset Button. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for new beginnings. God, we thank you for a new start. And God, we thank you for a reset. And Lord, as we look at your word, Lord, we ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight. And we pray, Lord God, that your word falls on fertile ground, that we are hearers of your word and doers of your word. So God, I pray, Lord God, that we go forth knowing that there is a reset button available to us and that we can just press the reset button. And so, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for who you are and how you've loved us so. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. We have all had the experience with either a smartphone or with a tablet or with a computer where it did not function like it was supposed to. Whatever device that you had, it stopped doing what it was designed to do, or the device started doing something that it wasn't quite supposed to do, and it just didn't make sense. And so when you're waiting for your device to get back on track, and if that's not doing the job, the only other remedy is usually to simply shut down and restart the device. It is to perform a reset. It may involve holding down the power button for a few seconds, or it may involve pushing a specific reset button. And by doing this, we force all of the programs that are running to stop, and we clear out the memory. And then the device can restart and attempt the process again. Rather than just operate in malfunction, a new beginning is allowed for proper function to take place. But it does not happen until the reset button has been pressed. You know, we have reset buttons in our lives, and we need to look at them and look at when we should be pressing them. Changing careers is pressing a reset button. Deciding to put away the credit cards and to pay off that debt is pressing a reset button. A good night's sleep is pressing a reset button on your physical health. Taking a few days off for a vacation is pressing a reset button on both your physical health and your mental health. Starting to eat right and to exercise after years of eating the wrong kind of food is pressing a reset button on both your physical health and mental health. One of the main reasons we experience so much disappointment and so much burnout before we reach our goal is because we expect way too much of ourselves, or we are doing the wrong things in the wrong seasons. We may have these crazy ideas about what we can accomplish, and then we wonder why we feel feel disappointed when we cannot do it all. But all you can do is all you can do. So just go ahead and press the reset button. Reset is a new start. A new start means new beginnings, and new beginnings offer new opportunities, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And that is what brings us to our text this morning, because it really was about pressing the reset button. Paul was writing to a church in Ephesus, and to us today, a church that was in the world but not of the world. And the message is clear, starting at verse 17 and 18, that anyone not saved by Christ thinks incorrectly or foolishly. Their minds are darkened. They are blinded to the truth. Their worldview is wrong. And Paul, he gave us two reasons there in verse 18 why people are that way. Number one is ignorance. You see it there in the first part of verse 18 where it says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Ignorance. They do not know the truth of the Bible and Jesus. And Gentiles here in this passage really is speaking about non-believers. And then number two is hard-heartedness. And you see it there in the last part of verse 18 where it says the blindness of their heart. That is hard-heartedness. Willfully hardening their own hearts. They don't want to know the truth. Romans chapter 1 says that all people can see God's power in creation, but they reject him anyway. And Paul was saying that ignorance and hard-heartedness are at work in man. And Paul was writing to these believers then and to us today, explaining how believers should not still be bound by ignorance and hard-heartedness. God's grace should change their lives and ours in a real and in a tangible way. Believers should not keep going down the same old path, but to go down a new path of righteousness and holiness, to press the reset button. And this does not just start and stop when you are saved. Pressing the reset button is part of walking this walk, to living this life from the time you are saved to the moment you die. Salvation is a process. Holiness is a process. Living right is a process and is something to be learned. And no matter where you are in your Christian walk, you will make a mistake. You will say what you should not say. You may do what you should not do. You may think what you should not think, but you can press the reset button. The enemy wants to use your mistakes to mock you, but God wants to use them to make you. And if you let them, the people around you will define you by your failures and by your mistakes. But do not be held hostage by whatever bad choices that you may have made before. Your failure is not final. You can press the reset button. And I would say to you this morning that one of the biggest mistakes that we can make as Christians is to downplay sin. Sin is not supposed to reign over our lives. The grace of God does not give us more capacity to sin. No, the grace of God gives us the power to walk away from it. So press the reset button. The Bible says when we confess our sins and turn once again to Jesus, he works on us and in us to produce righteousness and holiness. It's pressing the reset button. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are convicted of our sins, but not condemned. It's Satan that brings condemnation with the regret and the shame and guilt. But Christ has given us the way to be forgiven and restored back to right relationship with him as well as others. It is pressing the reset button. We know that God has said that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That is what pressing the reset button looks like. And so like it says in verses 22, 23, and 24, take off the old man, and put on the new man. The old man refers to the unsaved person that's dominated by the sinful nature. The put off is taken from the putting off of garments. It's pictured as someone putting off a jacket or a coat. We should put off the old conduct, the old ways, put off the old man. And then once that is put off, then there is something new to put on. Put on love, put on joy, put on peace, put on forbearance, put on kindness, put on goodness, put on faithfulness, put on gentleness, and put on self-control, all the fruit of the Spirit, all of which has no law against it. At the end of the day, it is pressing the reset button that gets us through. And I happen to use the Word of God as my reset button. When I feel overwhelmed or down, I say, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." When someone tells me that I cannot do this or tell me that I am not able, I say that I can do all things through Him, Christ, who strengthens me. That's pressing the reset button. And so as I move to my conclusion, if sin has separated you from God in any way, use the reset button to restore fellowship with God again. Because when you accept Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you will be His child. But sin can separate you from having fellowship with God. Yet when you confess and turn from sin, you can be sure that God will forgive you. So press the reset button. Jesus came that we might have life, and life in abundance. Salvation is life, and life is salvation. And there is eternal life, and there is eternal death. Eternal life means to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven, an eternal life that comes only through belief in Jesus and the power of His death, burial, and resurrection. And then there is eternal death, which means spending eternity in the darkness and pain of hell, suffering separate from God's glory. But eternal life comes through knowing that you can press the reset button. That knowing that you know that you know that Jesus came to pay a debt of yours that He did not owe, a debt that you cannot on your own pay. Because in effect, Jesus came and pressed the reset button for us. Because it was a reset button that we could not press for ourselves. And that's really what the gospel message is about, allowing Jesus to have pressed the reset button for us. Rather than allowing things to continue to malfunction, rather than allowing us to die in our sins with no hope for escape, the reset button was pressed by Jesus. And the gospel message says that all we have to do is accept Jesus' pressing of the reset button for us. Now, it was not easy for the Lord Jesus to do what He did. And I don't want any indication to be given by using the phrase, press the reset button, that what Jesus did for us was easy. Because He begged the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane for another way, but there was no other way. And so He went from judgment hall to judgment hall to press the reset button for us. They whipped Him all night long to press the reset button for us. He went to Calvary and was nailed to a cross, pressing the reset button for us. He died on that cross, pressing the reset button for us. Buried in Joseph's new tomb and risen from a grave, that grave with all power in heaven and earth, pressing the reset button for us. And anybody who wants to be saved can be saved right now. Because if you hear the word of Jesus telling you to come forth and you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. That is accepting the fact that Jesus has pressed the reset button for us. And you will have life after death. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. And on that day, that last day, there will not need to be again a need to press the reset button. Never again. Because there's no reset button on eternity. Some people like to know when they're reading a book how the story ends. And to me, one of the best things about the Bible is that it lets us know how the story ends. And right now we are in the middle of the story. But God has already told us the conclusion of the story. Because we know that at the end that Jesus Christ will return, there will be final victory over sin and death. No more tears, no more suffering, no more pain. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. All of this for the people of God who are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. All because Jesus, rather than allowing things to continue in malfunction, pressed the reset button. So let us leave this call glad that Jesus pressed the reset button for us. And let us leave this call determined to press the reset button in our own lives whenever that is needed. And when you do that, and when you know that that is available to you, you can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for the reset button. We thank you, Lord God, for it being pressed for us, for it being available to us, and to know that on that great getting up morning, it will be pressed once again, once and for all. A reset from death in this earth to life eternal. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for all of those who have believed on the name of Jesus and for those that are doing the work now. And if it's your will, for those that will believe and that will go forth carrying on in Jesus' name. Help us to show the world, Lord God, that though things may be a certain way right now, though it may not function as it should right now, that there is indeed a reset button available. And that if we would only press the reset button and know that the reset button is available, that things will function as they should function, and that you will make everything all right. God, I thank you for each and every one that is on this call. I thank you for who they are and how they love you, Lord God. Help us all, Lord God, to grow in grace and in peace and in strength and in knowledge of you. God, I thank you and pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.